It is the pressure. I look at all this all the Instagram people that are famous, and it's all about like getting their body and boobs out. And I hope that people look at mine and see that you don't have to be like that to get likes, I guess. I do hate all of that stuff. I try to not do that on purpose so people understand that you don't have to do that to get likes. So I don't ever really like do stuff that's showing, or I don't ever normally like put makeup posts or stuff like that, because I want girls to know that you don't have to do that. But I think everyone's aware that it's mad. Like, there's posts on Instagram with people with like their boobs out or something getting like 100,000 likes, and put exactly the same photo but with a t-shirt on getting like 500 likes, and it's just like ridiculous how that's happening. But I don't know, hopefully it's a phase, you know, like everything in life just goes through like bits, and I think that hopefully it will move on from that.
In an everyday person, there's a lot of pressure on kids these days growing up in a world that they'll see people on the social media and portray this image of themselves that is not necessarily true, I don't think, and I think we try our best to kind of put across an image of just who we are. As soon as you need that like and that instant gratification, you're kind of at a loss straight away, do you know what I mean? You should be doing it so that you're happy in yourself rather than looking for something else to kind of give you that gratification.
This generation is highly dominated by kind of like, yeah, the pressure to achieve on social media. I think it's not surprising, the statistics, with how many children kind of become quite reclusive and also struggle with a lot of anxiety issues when they look on social media and see this like primrose perception of how life should be instead of the reality. And what a lot of people don't see is that the people that are like portraying themselves in that light on social media, like Instagram or whatever, that's a facade. A lot of people view these platforms as being like just normal and sort of like a baseline expectation, when in reality it's unachievable for everyone, even the people that have those platforms. I think from our perspective, we're trying to encourage like a positive notion of self-acceptance and appreciation without needing to have the best lit selfie or something. I think that there's a lot of support out there, and what's great is when people talk about this kind of stuff. So social media has, you know, negatives as what we've just said, but the positive is there's a lot more platforms now on social media that people can go to. If everyone's talking about it, it's a positive. It means that we're all aware that there are issues. And actually, unpicking that facade